Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The White House is in spin control mode after a special prosecutor's report calls out the president for alleged memory loss. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He leaned right into it last night and said, I am a sympathetic elderly man who has a good memory. And that'll be the thing he's got to convince and prove to voters over the next several months.
Donald Trump won GOP primaries in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands after Supreme Court arguments on whether his name can remain on Colorado's primary ballot. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Trump didn't attend yesterday's hearing, but he said afterward that he thought the arguments were strong and that he believed in the Supreme Court. As for timing, the court fast-tracked this case so we could get a decision within weeks.
Prince Harry's in for a small windfall after reaching a settlement with a British tabloid group. CBS is Elaine Cobb.
His attorney says the Mirror Group has agreed to pay substantial damages and costs, including an interim payment of more than $500,000.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has seen its first ever tornado touchdown in February. The National Weather Service says it happened between Evansville and Edgerton in south-central Wisconsin early last night. There's no word of any serious injuries, but there are a lot of reports of damage. A bipartisan bill to ban deepfake audio and video from political ads in Wisconsin is moving through the state legislature. Rice Lake Republican Senator Romaine Quinn at a committee hearing yesterday.
I know there was an ad during the New Hampshire primary on the presidential side that had artificial intelligence in the ad, and I think disclosure is going to be more and more incredibly important as we try to wrangle the potential impacts of this.
The bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of ads that use artificial intelligence but don't disclose it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Portage County Sheriff's Office will host a concealed carry weapons class in April. This one-day class will be held at the Portage County Annex on Saturday, April 27th, from 8 a.m. till noon. It'll be taught by sheriff's deputies at a cost of $50 per student. There will also be a basic handgun course on April 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. It will be at the Portage County Law Enforcement Range in the town of Dewey. This course is available to students who attend the morning CCW class for an additional $25. Call the Portage County Sheriff's Office for more information or to register. You can get your raffle tickets for United Way's Power of the Purse event in Southwood and Adams counties and help support childhood literacy in our community. They're available at the United Way office in Wisconsin Rapids for $1 each or $6 for $5. The raffle is March 12th at the Bullseye Golf Club. You do not need to be present to win. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:03 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We have the band back together. We're here to have some fun and take you right up to the 10 o'clock hour with a bunch of good stuff. Got some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day. We'll wind up. We'll get into our local stuff as well. I want to catch up with the United Way one more time before we wrap up. We kick things off this hour with a little entertainment news. Christian Bale is one of the more well-known actors out there. Playing Batman is going to do that. Puts you out in the public eye quite a bit. Done a lot of great work. And one of those actors who has been in the game for a very, very long time. He was a child during Emperor of the Sun when we were kids and getting nominated for awards and things. He's been in this game a long time. And with that, I think that especially with child actors, we know and yet we don't know a lot about them. This happened with Drew Barrymore famously, where she shared so much in the public eye and we feel like we know her, and then she went through some tough times and we're like, oh, she was going through a lot more stuff than we realized and everything. Well, Christian Bale broke ground Wednesday on a new housing development near Los Angeles with a singular purpose: to keep siblings in the foster care system together under one roof.
Isn't that amazing?
I can't even say that sentence without it hitting me really hard. Yeah. He says, quote, imagine the absolute pain and trauma of losing your parents or being torn from your parents and then losing your brothers and sisters on top of that. That's no way to treat kids.
Yeah. And then those kids are just supposed to go about their normal, Yeah.
I hope that this village will be the first of many. These are our children and we must keep help our children.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be able to see the guy that played Batman do something in real life even bigger.
Being Batman,
you know, that's
I love it.
It really gets me, really hits me. And it's something that doesn't touch my life. I'm not a child of foster care, but I've had a lot of friends that have been. And back in my old neighborhood, this was a big issue. We've talked with, our partner, our colleague around here, Mike Crude, about this a lot. Mike and his mom put a lot into this state when it comes to foster care, and the work that she did on that subject is unparalleled almost. It's important work, and it's something that gets lost in the shuffle. We don't talk about that much. And it's noteworthy. This is why you don't tell people to shut up and dribble. This is why you don't tell celebrities, hey, just be a celebrity. I don't want to hear your opinions. This is what you get when you get these opinions. I know you may not like everything a person might say, but that's their right, and it's his right to do things like this.
It's really cool. Yeah. And it's also a good opportunity for somebody of his position to use that for good.
Yes.
You know, that's neat too.
Yeah. Because nobody's expecting this from him.
But to be real life Batman. Yeah. I mean, that's really awesome.
It's pretty dang cool. It's pretty darn cool. Yeah. We have been doing this the last week or so where we're talking about the Super Bowl ads. And I understand the game's like 20 hours long. There's 80 hours of pregame.
20 hours.
And all that. But with the amount of conversations we've had about the Super Bowl ads, I almost feel like that we've covered them all. Like there's not going to be no surprises or anything. Like I like the surprises of some.
Too. I think that's the downfall of, you know, the internet or the early leaks or whatever we want to call it. I liked when that was the first time.
Yeah.
You saw
it. It was a surprise. I thought it was better. But this is one of those ones where I don't feel like there's a bad guy here, because I don't blame these companies how much they're spending on these ads. I'm going to get my money's worth. And I want to make sure that I get as much attention and eyeballs on these things. But one of the best Super Bowl ad campaigns won't even run during the Super Bowl. It's Dude Wipes, which are for, they're putting electric. Dude Wipes are putting electric billboards up on Vegas Strip, capitalizing in the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. They have slogans up for that apparently are doing very well in Vegas.
So, you know, that is interesting with the positioning of being in Vegas, you know, and them choosing the electronic billboards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of smart.
I mean, I guarantee they spent less money on that.
But it's also, you know, maybe to the detriment of the the network TV,
somewhat.
So, it's an interesting
point. Yeah, Martin Scorsese's ad for Squarespace has a sci-fi twist in it. That should be interesting. Martin Scorsese doesn't do anything bad, let alone even commercials. I talk about this all the time. His old Kodak commercial was one of my favorites I've ever seen. It's just him going up to a 1-hour photo, and this poor kid is just trying to do his job. And there's Martin Scorsese talking about taking pictures of his grandkids. Birthday party. You know what I was trying to do with this picture? It, you know, I didn't get the right angle that I wanted. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? The poor kid's just like, please.
Like, are you kidding?
It's so good. Scarlett Johansson is honored by M&M's for almost winning 2 Oscars.
<That's> Oh, boy.
That's funny. And good on her for that one. Entertainment Weekly picked the best Super Bowl ads of all time, and the top spot went to, of course, Hey Kid, Catch, the Coca-Cola ad with Mean Joe Green. That's a classic.
That's cool.
That is pretty cool. And I think they're replaying that. I think that might be replayed.
But I mean, the Budweiser frogs were good too.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day.
That's a classic one. That's a classic one. The old, was it Miller Lite? Great taste, less filling.
Yeah.
Those were awesome. Because especially during the Super Bowl, you got all these old football players. Uh-huh. Dick Butkus was in every one of those ads. It didn't matter what the company was. Dick Butkus was always in a Sunday Super Bowl ad. He always was. You could always count on it. There's some classic ones, though. The Clydesdales.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I understand that marketing-wise, they are always trying to reinvent the wheel and everything. But I feel like if you're Budweiser, all you've got to do is have those horses out
there. Rest on some of that tradition.
Yeah. Like, they don't have to reinvent the wheel here or anything. Give me those horses and you're good. That seems like a good idea to me. And what's new on your small screen this weekend? Tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS, Super Bowl's Greatest Commercials 2024.
Actually, I would I would maybe watch that.
I haven't in a long time, but I remember when I was younger, I watched things like that. Yeah. It always seems silly to me to watch a TV show about commercials and the commercial breaks
just,
will come on.
Yeah, but, yeah. But just to kind of reminisce. Oh, I mean, yeah. I think more than anything.
Bob Saget used to host them. You know, Tom Bergeron used to host those.
What network is that on?
CBS. Same channel, you can catch the Super Bowl. On NBC at 8 o'clock tonight, the third season finale of Transplant. On 9 o'clock on CMT tonight, Campfire Sessions Love Songs is their special tonight.
Cool.
They do such a great job with that CMT specials. A really good job on that. Amazon has a new movie out, Upgraded. It's a romantic comedy starring Marissa Tomei is in it.
Upgraded. Yeah, I kind of like
it's
that.
It's a pretty good name. On Hulu today, Suncoast starring Nico Parker as a teenager strikes up an unlikely friendship with Woody Harrelson. You had me at Woody Harrelson. I'll be honest, anything Woody Harrelson does, I'll probably watch it. Saturday at 7 o'clock on CBS, Super Bowl Soulful Celebration, 25th anniversary. Sectored Entertainer is a part of that. Earth, Wind & Fire, Robin Thicke, Kirk Franklin. Wow. Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Time, CBS Super Bowl.
No way.
Super Bowl. San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. This year's coveted Super Bowl slot goes to after the Super Bowl. That's the big thing. This is always interesting to me. Whoever hosts the Super Bowl, what they have on after. And you figure, oh, the big game gets done so late. You know, who's going to be watching this thing? Every year, it doesn't matter what you put on there, it does great numbers. Great numbers. The Super Bowl is the greatest lead-up ever to anything.
Do you remember a few years ago when it was the remake of, The Equalizer? And yeah. It was Queen Latifah? And yeah. It was like, that's all, I mean, for like
break.
2 weeks, yes. Even, it was like after the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they could not stop pushing it.
That
yeah.
one, they hit super hard.
This year, the series premiere of Tracker, starring Justin Hartley, which we've already seen like 20. I don't even watch network TV anymore, and I've seen like 20 ads for this. it does look bad. I'm not talking trash about it or anything. It's just to your point. They really do promote
dang,
that stuff.
All right,
yeah.
We got
like,
it.
Like, look, we got it already. Back off. Yeah. There's a certain point, and I don't know how you figure this out as an advertiser, but there's a certain point where it becomes in our brain, and we're kind of remembering it, and then there it just very next step where you're annoyed. And you don't even want anything to yeah. do with it. How you work that balance, I don't know, but man, good luck figuring that out, because it seems like most of these networks cannot seem to get out of their own way with some of that stuff.
You know, I'd be interested though in that, not necessarily in that show watching it, but he was, you know, he was one of the stars on This Is Us. So I think that too, you know, might,
it's gonna carry
there's
over
a following definitely from that show.
It's unlike a lot of shows in recent memory, I can't think of many where they've got that going for it, where so many people were such a fan of the show and were so upset about it ending. to some, I think it ended early. Their biggest thing, they want more. They want more and
so
more.
So people
and more
might, you know, jump on and watch. And, you know, and then the other thing is, though, I'm not discounting any of these shows, but is there also just the possibility that the Super Bowl ends and the TV's just still on? You're cleaning stuff up and you're doing stuff. Like, you're not actually watching that show.
Especially nowadays where people like my dad, if he doesn't know if he's going to make it for the whole game or something like that, he'll record it. And that recorder will just keep going, and then it records it, and you get the numbers from that as well.
Just, you know, I don't know. I'm like, I'm just cleaning up and doing other stuff. The TV happens to still be on, but I'm not still watching.
Yeah. We will take a quick time out. We'll be back with more to come, everybody. We're going to get into this 80-year-old lady who knits big cats. I want to talk about that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I thought you did. I thought you might. That's coming up. I didn't forget. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and on 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, we want to celebrate those once-in-a-lifetime relationships. Tell us how you met, struggles you've conquered, or what it is that makes them the one. Share your story on our Facebook page for a chance to win goodies, like a two-night stay at Hotel Mead or gifts from Family Natural Foods. This year, show your loved ones just how much they're loved, and maybe win a getaway on us. With love from 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. We'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a great, great Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody. Little Chicago to play us in. So, Terry, you came across this one, actually, and hung on to it because I thought it was just fun and interesting
and
story.
Funny. Like,
and
really?
Funny. Yeah, very funny. So, this is an interesting one. There's a photo currently circulating on social media that supposedly shows a gigantic cat that was crocheted by an elderly woman.
But, like, it's human size. Not just giant. I mean, like,
yeah.
Looks like another human sitting. Well, it looks like a cat, but sitting on a couch.
It looks huge. Like. We can't express how big this thing is.
But it's crocheted.
It's crocheted. And it's beautiful, by the way, too. Like, these cats are really cool looking. So, there's this photo tweet going around. One tweet even has over 1 million views as of this past Saturday.
That is crazy.
And it's gone even more since then. But the image is it fake? The image is part of a series created with artificial intelligence software depicting an elderly woman next to a gigantic crocheted cat. The image have become quite popular on Instagram, where the people sharing them are clear that they were using AI tools. Instagram users credit a woman named Linda Mastrova, who created the images, though I couldn't find that completely on that. These things are cool, though. The biggest, they're interesting, but it also, it's a funny story. It's an interesting story, but it also brings to mind where we're at right now.
Yeah.
With AI.
I agree.
And why it's so important to be able to, not only, I don't think it's, telling the difference of AI and real, I don't think that should be on anybody's plate. Like, that's tough for anybody to figure out. I know people that work in tech. I know people that work right in Silicon Valley. And they talk about this with me all the time, that they can't even tell, and some of this stuff. So what I think is more just as important as any of this is coming across these stories, sharing them, sharing when they're AI or not, and understanding that difference. And going forward, kind of trusting this part, this having a trust that we can all agree on, a gentleman's agreement here, if we will, that giving things the benefit of the doubt, that, okay, an ad comes out and it says, I'm out there and there's an ad on me that I hate The Simpsons. And like, well, wait a minute. I've listened to James. He loves that show. That doesn't make sense. So do your homework. Look into it. Ask me or talk or look on my Facebook page and see that I've got a bunch of stuff about Bart Simpson on there or something like that. Like, it, you have to do a little homework nowadays.
You do, but it's also an integrity question.
Sure.
Like, should, you know what I mean? Like, should people have the ability to whatever, impersonate someone, imply something, you know, like, and when it's so, I was going to say foolproof. I don't know if that's the right word. But when it's so believable and it's so real, mm-hmm. you know, I struggle with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It goes against my value proposition, honestly.
Same. And with especially in this day and age where we're already struggling to get people to believe facts and believe truth.
Yes.
This stuff is very, it muddies the waters like nothing else ever has. But I genuinely think that this, I'm a believer in it's always darkest before the storm. And I think that's what we have been through a lot in the last 10 years or whatever you want to say, with not only politically as a country and being divided, but the pandemic and all these other things. We get to this point now where so many people are sick of the jargon, are sick of the divisiveness, are tired of that. Like, it's one thing to disagree with somebody. It's another to just like turn it into acting like babies. I don't even want to insult children saying they're acting like children. They're acting like babies that have just learned to talk. This AI is important to understand what it is and understand that it's going on. In more than ever in a 2024 in a political year, if you see an ad that shows President Biden and Trump shaking hands and saying that they're going to actually work together and they're on the same ticket and one of them is going to be vice president, one of them is president. Well, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Well, then look into it. If your brain tells you this, your brain is your instincts. Your gut tells you these things oftentimes. Does something feel off about that? Trust it. Follow through. If there isn't, if it's real, then okay, you found out it's real.
But what about even recently? You know, I think it was Lainey Wilson, you know, where her voice was impersonated.
Yes.
And it was being used. I mean, they were like selling, you know, like making money off
yep.
of, and it wasn't, you know, stuff like that just gets me.
It drives me crazy too. But here's the other part of it that does bug me a little bit too, though, Terry, is the people that see this, grab this headline, and then want to turn it into something it's not. This is what you just mentioned about Lainey Wilson is wrong. It's messed up. Shouldn't happen to anybody, let alone our artists and all that. Well, Terry, we were dealing with this when we were kids. They were putting John Wayne in Coca-Cola ads without his family's permission.
True.
You know, we've been down this road before. Quit acting like everything is the end of the world. Like, we've got to get over that. Like, there's certain, if you lose your mind over everything, then when we actually do have something that's really heavy, how are we supposed to, it's the breaking news argument. If everything's breaking news, well, how are you going to get
no
people's attention,
yeah.
you know, when it's actually breaking news?
But now, what about this poor little old lady who's
yeah.
pictured with these cats?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Those are hilarious.
They're awesome. They're awesome. They're worth looking at just to look at. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, go check that out, everybody. It's a pretty cool story. And I don't know. I don't know about this one. So when you're a kid, a lot of people don't like mowing lawns. I never minded it. I never had a problem. Like, I'm
I
sure.
Didn't care.
I'm sure there were times where, because to make money, oftentimes I would mow lawns and my dad would do that too. And so there were times I'm sure that I mowed a lawn that maybe I didn't want to, but it was never that big of a deal. And maybe a family, you got a riding lawnmower. We never did that, but maybe you got a riding lawnmower and everything changed after that. Well, maybe this can work a similar magic for inside the house. There is a kids clean car electric scooter that kids can ride around the house on flat surfaces and it'll clean the floors.
Okay, I actually saw a video
okay,
of that.
All right.
And it literally, yes, it has like a squeegee, you know, kind of like a Swiffer thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kid rides around and it, I mean, I think you'd have to have a very specific, I would, because it would drive me crazy if they just had a regular track,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
I'd have to be like, no, get closer to the wall. You know?
You're doing it wrong.
Like, cover all of the, get all of the floor. But it's super cute.
Did your mom or did you ever do this where you're doing something and they're trying to help you do it and then they're finally like, oh, get out of the way, I'll do it.
Well, I do that. I'm bad with that.
Yeah.
Like, do that to my kids. Like, I'm like, okay, do it how I would do it. Do it good. Don't do it halfway.
I like the idea of that you doing that with this. Get out of the way. Give me that. Give me that stroller. Give me. I'm gonna do this. I'll do
You've
it.
Got
I'll
like do this large human on this little scooter.
It's not that sophisticated. You change the car, and the kids between the ages of 2 and 8 can ride it around. There's a quote mop plate that can be put on the front, and you can wrap a paper towel around it.
Yeah, and then you just change it. It's hilarious.
This is a bit more of a novelty than it is. Actual going to do some real cleaning. But one thing that I think is cool about it is, look, kids like to help. Kids like to help. They, you know, one of my sister's, if not my sister's, favorite toy growing up was that little push lawnmower that with the bubbles, or the balls, the bubble.
Oh, the popper. Yeah.
The popper thing, you know that. Every little kid had a stroller, their stroller baby.
Then Dirt Devil made a kid's, it's a little vacuum and a little broom and a little mop, and the vacuum actually like sucks stuff up.
Oh, that's
cool.
You
know, so that's kind of fun too.
This thing really books though. This thing really flies.
Yeah, like I don't even know how the floor would really get clean because it can go so fast. But it is pretty funny.
It is kind of cool, though. It is kind of cool. That's great.
the problem is they're just going to go on the racetrack. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like only your main footpath is going to get clean.
I don't.
But it's still, it's funny. I love it.
It's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Dear God, why? We have an early That Ain't Right story right here for you. Valentine's Day is a big day for chocolate fans, but if you hand someone this, maybe you deserve whatever happens after. I don't know. Chocolate infused with broccoli is now a thing that exists in our society.
Ew.
Yeah, poor broccoli. Poor chocolate. A broccoli grower in the UK called Tenderstream partnered with a chocolate company for it. They're calling them Tender Chalk. Tender Chalk, or even Brock Chalk, was right there. So no, wait a minute. No, they're calling it Tender Chalk, even though Brock Chalk is right there. Like, how do you not call it Brock Chalk?
So I mean, just eat broccoli. If you want broccoli, just eat broccoli.
It's not that hard.
What is the point of having broccoli in chocolate? Okay, I got a bad visual. When you said, fortunately, you said infused, because when you first started saying it, I thought you meant chocolate dipped broccoli. You know what I mean? Like how you have chocolate dipped strawberries, but you have the broccoli dipped. I'm like, oh, God.
This is a tad bit better. Not much, but a little bit better.
So who do you give this to?
Right.
You give this to the person who, what, doesn't eat chocolate?
Maybe if you and your significant other have like do gag gifts, you know, you got
to
joke.
Like you have to one up each other on the funniest thing.
Something like that. I don't know why. Otherwise, who's going to buy this? Each box has 9 pieces of dark chocolate filled with a blend of cream and pureed broccoli.
Okay, that is just gross.
And you can't buy them. They're only made a limited number of boxes for just a handful.
They didn't want to put them on clearance.
Right. Yeah. Broccoli on clearance. Not good. Not good. Ugh. Yeah, I don't. Other than a gag gift, I can't think of who this is.
I am
for.
A broccoli person. Like, I will go to our friends at Culver's, and for my side, instead of fries, I will have their steamed broccoli. It's very good. I like it. There is absolutely no way I would put chocolate on it or put it in chocolate.
I can't see doing it. Yeah, I cannot see doing that, though. We've got good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to take a quick time out and get to some news. We've got other great stuff coming up, though. I want to get into a That Ain't Right story about men in the Super Bowl. We will also get into some good stories of the day, talk about some of our great local businesses and places around, because we've got good things coming up right here in Rapids, coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Elections Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette poll suggests President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. It's tax season again. Seniors can get free help filing their taxes. The AARP's Darren Wasniewski says volunteers are trained on the latest tax code changes and can help in person or online.
You just come once, give your documents, and then complete everything electronically online after that, going right over to just providing online coaching.
There are 120 AARP tax aid locations all over Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Pittsville Fire Chief Jerry Minor joined Senator Patrick Testin at the state capitol yesterday. They testified on Senator Testin's Senate Bill 925 to ban the sale of counterfeit and unsafe lighters. Chief Minor shared statistics on lighter-related fires to explain the importance of passing this bipartisan bill. According to a release from Senator Testin's office, China and other countries have been exporting counterfeit and unsafe lighters into the U.S. for decades. The bill would define what an unsafe lighter is so safety standards for lighters can be implemented to help decrease healthcare costs and reduce injuries. You're invited to join DNR staff members on February 12th to learn about Green Bay Northern Pike and Yellow Perch Management. The meeting will take place at the DNR field office in Peshtigo. You can attend in person or by Zoom from 6 to 8 p.m. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 129-105. Milwaukee's lost five of their last six games. Doc Rivers blaming it on the team's travel schedule.
You know, you come back from the trip we just came back from, you know, sleep patterns. And then I've never seen the, you know, just the flights that they had us time change coming back, back-to-backs, insane. Having said that, no one feels sorry for you.
NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its new class of inductees, including two former Packers, Julius Peppers, and offensive lineman Steve McMichael. The Bears' Devin Hester also voted in. The Chiefs and former Packers' Marquez Valdes-Scantling says playing with Aaron Rodgers was a difference maker in his career.
Aaron is one of my closest friends, probably one of the best teammates I've ever played with in my entire life. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, him giving me this opportunity throughout my 4 years in Green Bay. He's a great teammate, great friend, great leader. Love got it done.
That's the Chiefs MVS. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Mr. Clean,
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI. To schedule an appointment or start to apply today, that's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. Will be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Good stuff coming up for you. We got some fun stuff to touch on here, Terry, and this is an interesting one. So everybody's got to be adults about this next topic. Be adults.
Everybody, you and I? Or
Just you and I, actually. Yeah. I'm really mainly just talking about us. Sleeping naked is one of those things that you can either do or you don't do. It's not something that you just go on like Wednesdays. You just do once a week or something like that. Like, you know, like, ah, it's Wednesday. I'm going to do this today.
All right, everybody. Jammies in the wash.
And now we are finding out a little more about people who sleep in the buff. A new survey compared people who sleep naked with those who sleep in pajamas, and it found that people who sleep naked are more likely to be night owls and more likely to watch horror movies or suspense movies.
Seriously?
They're also more likely to get nightmares, more likely to be, having satisfying under-the-covers life, and more likely to believe that their choice of sleepwear impacts their quality of their sleep. Which is maybe the most telling thing. People who sleep naked seem bothered by clothing while sleeping. But there's one thing that people who sleep naked have in common with those who wear pajamas. They're equally concerned about climate change. What? What? Just out of nowhere, that just comes in. In fact, 29% of people who sleep naked claim that they do it partly to reduce their eco footprint. That includes using less AC in the summer or apparently not using more heat when being cold. So there's
that's
that.
Kind of interesting. I've never tied that into
totally
that, random.
Interesting, that nonetheless.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I just being honest with the audience and everything. That is how I have usually always slept. Is in the buff. Now, growing up, we didn't have pajamas, and my mom didn't want me sleeping in dirty clothes, so I just kind of usually slept in nothing or just in
a pair of underwear or a t-shirt like or something. Yeah.
Now, as an adult. Like the idea of wearing, putting on certain clothes just to sleep in, like seems insane to me. Like I've already got enough laundry. It's just me I'm doing, but I mean, why would I do that? I just sleep naked. I mean, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah. It probably depends if there's other people around.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying like a partner. I'm saying like, if you have kids that way I would guess.
If it's in that situation, then I've got at least something on underneath. Something, because it becomes a whole different thing. But I don't. The other part of this too, the whole night owls thing. Yes, I'm a known night owl, but I also struggle with sleep. And a lot of people, they're finding a tie with this. A lot of people that sleep naked struggle with their sleep, and that's just another interesting connection to this that I wouldn't have necessarily thought of.
Yeah, that is interesting. With the comment in there though about sleeping, in the right things. That's one thing that I've noticed. Like if I have certain pajamas, and now with all the different fabrics.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just have certain ones, because if they have any of the spandex or the Viscane or any of that in that doesn't really breathe, yeah. It's meant to be more stretchy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, and it's probably the age of hot flashes also. Right. However, I just noticed that I can't, certain fabrics, I cannot sleep in because I wake up, like, cooking to death.
I know so many people like that.
Yeah.
So many people, men, women, all around the board, that it's got to be a certain fabric or it's got to be cotton, basically.
Yeah.
It's something their skin can breathe in. That's an interesting one. So this is a That Ain't Right story right here. Super Bowl is Sunday, and you're well aware by now whether you're into it or not. And here are some random related silly things to go along with it. A new report says that Americans will spend an average of $189 on the Super Bowl, which is up a lot from an average of $124 last year. But maybe more importantly, that's also $25 more than the average American plans to spend on Valentine's Day.
But with the higher food costs, mm-hmm. if you're doing some kind of a special menu or like special snacks or something instead of, you are gonna spend more.
Yeah. Google Trends put out a list of the most searched Super Bowl recipes, and shrimp scampi was number one.
Huh. Oh, yum.
Followed by chili, meatloaf, meatballs, sliders, sloppy joes, goulash, pizza dough, and cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
They're just throwing in their cheesecake, yeah. They also put out a list of the most searched Super Bowl drinks, and of course, cocktails was number one. A Manhattan was number one, followed by a Shirley Temple, a sidecar, Sex on the Beach, a Roy Rogers, a screwdriver, and a grasshopper.
Okay, when I think Super Bowl, I think beer.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think cocktails, like at all.
Maybe when I'm at the bar, I've had a rum and coke in the in the pregame or something. But yeah, I'm a beer drinker at the Super Bowl. I'm with you. And I don't know many people that don't drink beer during the Super Bowl. Yeah. Earlier this week, we heard that a quarter of Americans are betting on the Super Bowl. And in a separate poll, it sounds like men are more likely to be than women. And the Midwest is the region of the U.S. least likely to bet.
Oh, interesting.
That is very.
Do you have any wagers on the game?
No,
I don't either. I used to, every once in a while I'd get on like a football pool, that would go the whole season. Or then they'd have a Super Bowl one, and I'd jump on there. But it's been years, a long time.
I mean, I'm not a gambler to begin with. Even more so, like, I follow sports and I know how insane it is to try to predict these things or try to, like, I don't know. I teach their own. It's your money. You do what you want with it. But I can't think of many, like, if I was betting $5 on something, I would take that $5, kiss it, and goodbye.
And see you later.
Because whatever I'm betting, it's probably going to go the other direction.
You know, actually, a few years ago, we were just getting together with some friends and we just did a little, we had everybody, I think we did $5 is what we did, you know, and then the kids went, you know, it's just kind of a fun but not not really a wager, I guess I wouldn't call it.
In a new poll last year, 14% of Americans admitted that they have zero understanding of football. That's awesome. That's great. I love the crossover. I want to do the numbers of people who actually think they know the game, but they don't.
Do you know something, and this goes way back to like my high school days, but you know, So I was a cheerleader, and when we tried out, there was a written test on the rules of the sport that you were gonna that you wanted to cheer for.
Interesting.
So like you had to know certain rules about football, and I like that. I think that's cool. You know what I mean? Because then you know what you're watching and what you're rooting for.
Yeah, I like the idea of that. I actually think that would probably help the game even.
It was fun.
You know, not the game, like selling the game, like
yeah. But it was good to know. You know, it was good to have at least a general understanding for people who didn't.
Mm-hmm. Terry and I have a couple of That Ain't Right stories that you got to hear coming up. We'll also talk a little local stuff. We got some good local stories of the day, and we'll let you know what our schedule's looking like for today and this weekend on the way right here at WFHR.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. We'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back to the show, everyone.
Early morning yesterday, I was up before the dawn.
We certainly were.
way up before the dawn, Terry and I. Here with you now to get into some other That Ain't Right stories, other than having to get up early. Let's dive right into this one, Terry. It's interesting. A man with a metal detector thought he might have made a Valentine's Day extra special for someone. So starts out, it's a really sweet, good story, and foolish romantics like myself are going to like this. A while back, a man in Maine named Scott was out on with his metal detector when he uncovered a tungsten ring. It looked pretty rough, so his initial thought was to clean it up and to sell it. But when he cleared off the dirt, he found that there were initials and a date engraved on the ring, like it was a wedding band. So we decided to try to, you know, find the owner. And you and I and others, we've done this story a number of times where we've had stories like this.
Yeah, it's always cool.
It's so sweet. It's so cool. He posted about it online, and the woman messaged him saying she thought that that was her ring. And he couldn't believe it. So he asked her what the initials were and the date, and she immediately responded with both of them being correct. And Scott offered to meet up with her and to return the ring. But she stopped responding. Okay, well, that happens sometimes. People get busy and everything. He reached out again, and she eventually told him that she didn't want it.
She chucked it. She probably threw it in the ocean or in the water, and then it made its way back up.
She told him that it was her ex-husband's and that he'd apparently thrown it in the river near he had found it. Terry, you get the winning bell. You get the winning bell for that one. That nicely done by you. Nicely done by you. Scott said she told him, "Thank you for trying to do the right thing, but you can either toss it, keep it, or sell it."
Buff that engraving out and sell that sucker.
He's going to sell that puppy.
I love that. So I love that she, you know, though, she could have also just kept her mouth shut, and he'd be like just waiting. At least she let him know, hey, it's junk.
It's not a good or a that ain't right story. It's just a funny story.
It's an awesome story.
But I think there is a little bit of good in there because, to your point, Terry, I think that that is very cool, the follow-up. We have this happen all the time in life where somebody doesn't follow up on something and it's kind of frustrating or drags things out. Good on her for doing that. You know, I'm sure it wasn't a comfortable situation for her, but
that's
hilarious.
Unfortunately, she didn't say his body will wash up later, right? Like, I mean, you know, it's just he just chucked the ring.
We've done, off the top of my head, we've done at least 20 or 30 of these stories over the last 6-7 years, at least. And we've heard these kind of stories my whole
life. And they're cool.
I love it when you hear someone
finds a class ring and it's like,
I've never heard of one like this before.
That is awesome.
That's too perfect. That is going in our That Ain't Right classics. That is going in there with the end of the year roundup classics.
Like how then, you know, she responds, but then she just ghosts him, right? Like, yeah. She's just like, yeah, I'm done with this.
I'm done. No. You can do whatever you want with that. And I don't want to alarm anybody, but you know, we got a couple of days away from Valentine's Day, and if you don't want any drama, it might be a good idea to get a sense of ground rules with your significant other.
Yes, agree.
Specifically, how much are you spending and then actually sticking to it? According to a new report, the average American in a relationship thinks that they should spend around $158 on their significant other. I don't know who those people are, but if you could do that, more power to you. On the flip side, about 30% of people in relationships say that they are not planning on spending money on Valentine's Day. This year, it's too expensive. So, of course, they're looking at other ways to celebrate. But it's all about expectations. For people who want their partner to spend money on them, 21% said that they found out they weren't getting anything, if they found out they weren't getting anything, they would be, you know, they would buy something for themselves instead. 17% would insist that the other person, quote, make up for it another time, and 16% would give their partner the silent treatment. 10% would respond by shutting down any Valentine's Day plans thereafter. Bow, chicka, chick, bow. And 10% would use the opportunity to break up with their significant other.
Oh.
Wow. If your relationship was that rocky to begin with, I feel like it was just a matter of time.
I didn't spend the $158. Yeah, right.
This is an especially tricky time for younger adults. Gen Z and millennials say that they feel more pressure to spend, and they're also more likely to report that they'll need to go into debt to some degree to afford this.
Yeah, that's not smart.
No.
Don't go into debt.
It's not smart to ask for that anymore than to do it.
You could, I mean, think about all the things that you could just like make. Right? You know what I mean? That it could be something that you make yourself that you give. You could make dinner. You could, I mean, there's just don't go into debt over Valentine's Day.
We've been taught our whole lives that homemade gifts and stuff are so much, mean so much more, go so much farther. I think one thing that I always did for, because I, as a foolish romantic, Valentine's Day, always thought it was cool. And I, you know, growing up also didn't have a lot of money. So usually if I was with somebody, I'd write them a poem. Was it, you know, great work? Probably not. Probably not. But every single person I've ever given to one of those poems has loved them.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. My mother, I could buy her, I could give my mother a blank check for anything in the world she wanted. And I guarantee you, I promise you on my name, the first thing out of her mouth would be, oh, that's nice. I was kind of hoping for a poem. That's every year. Every year I don't give her one, that's what I hear.
And like it's not, only a mother could do.
Yep. You're so right about this. Like if you don't have the money, that's understandable. Or you just don't want to spend a lot of money on this.
But don't go into debt over Valentine's Day.
And on the other side of that, Terry, I will say, don't ignore the day. That you can get in trouble.
Also, don't chocolate dip broccoli.
Yes, whatever.
That will not be appreciated.
If you listen to anything Terry and I say today, please don't do that. Like,
we're kind of hit or miss on some of these holidays. You know, like early on in your relationship, it's like, oh, you got to get each other something. Now we might do a little something or go out to eat. But in general, it's kind of like, you know, this weekend probably it'll come up and be like, yeah, let's not get anything for Valentine's Day, right? Yeah. And then it's just because. I don't know. Like, we don't need any more stuff. Sometimes there's something that I might come across and I'm like, oh, you know, I got to get that for a gift. But I don't know.
For the most part.
We kind of come and go from gifts.
Well, we got more to come to be continued right here on The Morning Show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. We'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
City running through my veins. Like tiny bubbles in a champagne glass. Make a body levitate. Way, way, way up high. Way, way up.
Terry and James bringing you back to the show, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour with good stuff coming up for you, and we'll get into our schedule. We got our Danny Wright stories out of the way already, Terry. We got all that in. I want to get to some good things going on in our area. A big shout out to our friends over at Dairy Queen. They reopened their doors here in Wisconsin Rapids. A reminder to everybody about
that. I've already been there twice.
I got to get over there. I pass it almost every day, and I got to get over there. I miss that place.
I was gone for 3 of the days. So, nice. I mean, you got to get there.
Wanted to spread the word about that. Want to remind everybody that coming up this Monday, there'll be a Lincoln High School band concert at Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center, 16th Street South. Freshman and concert band will be at 6:30. The Wind Symphony Band will be at 7:30.
Cool.
be sure to check that out and support our kids. And other great concerts coming up, we will touch on as we get closer to them right here. And we do want to let all of our local schools know, you know, let us know about these concerts so we can make sure to get them out there.
Yeah, especially
for
if the public can attend. That's, yeah, great opportunity. Yeah.
We also want to remind you that the Winter Farmers Market is back open at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll be going strong. Head on over there for something to do, to check out a lot of our local vendors and support them and have a great time. A big shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church for hosting and all of our great vendors and people that attend. Check out the Winter Farmers Market this Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Terry, I want to wrap up a little bit with our United Way. We'll do that in a second. I want to remind everybody, though, that we've got this great concert going on, or great thing going on right now, a contest going on where we want your love stories. On WIRI, on our Sunrise show, we're taking your kind of, luckily missed situations or things that you like about being single.
Where you dodged the Cupid arrow.
Yeah, yeah, nicely put. share those stories with us on our WIRI Facebook page. On our WFHR one, we want your love stories, how you guys met, things that you love, or maybe a great date, any of these things, anything that signals love, that shows love, we want to hear about it, and we want you to let us know how that happened. Put it on our Facebook page. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can direct message us on Facebook or email us your stories or call up 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you and love to spread the word and spread the love about this. On Valentine's Day, we'll draw winners, and our winners are going to give some great prizes from our friends at Hotel Mead, Family Natural Foods, One Rose Greenhouse. A big shout out to all of them and the great work being done on this.
That's amazing.
We'll get ready to talk more Valentine's Day next week. Good things going on there, and good things going on with our United Way, Terry. We have Power of the Purse coming up and some other great stuff.
We do. March 12th is Power of the Purse, so we're just about a month out from that. Really looking forward to it, but this is an opportunity to come on out to a really great event and help support early grade learning and literacy. And that's really where all of the funds that are raised at the event are focused. But a little bit about the event. What's really cool about it is a purse silent auction. And so, you know, a great time had by everyone. Again, March 12th, that's at Bullseye Golf Club. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door. And you get with that, I mean, we say hors d'oeuvres, it's really a meal. It's like a build your own pasta bar. So that's fun. Some desserts we have, if you say, you know, gosh, I'm not really in the market for a new purse. We also have a lot of raffle items. We are layering in bingo this year, so we're going to have some bingo.
Yeah. That's cool.
So there's a lot going on. And the other thing is it's, you know, this is from 5 until 7:30. It's really just a great night out with your girlfriends, right? So, I mean, that could be Valentine gifts.
Yeah,
you could buy your significant other two tickets, one for her and a friend to attend the event.
Nicely done.
If you can't attend the event, or if you know you just have an interest, we also have a raffle purse that we are raffling right now. We will draw that night, but you don't have to be present to win. So that's kind of fun. It's a, you know, for those who care about purses, it's a Dooney and Burke satchel with a wallet, nice. $538 value. Woo. Tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5. So, you know, by throwing in $5, you can help us make a change on literacy, and you might win this fabulous purse.
It's just one of the great many programs that Women Unite and our United Way do, and we appreciate the work that being done there, and encourage you to find out more, especially celebrate 2-on-1 day coming up, everybody. Maybe even we don't want to flood the lines
here. Give us a call.
Even if you're just calling up to say, hey, thank you, we appreciate the service or something.
Absolutely.
Please feel free to do that and spread the word about these things. One of the greatest things you could do, we understand that not everybody can add to the campaign or volunteer or something, but every one of us got a mouth, and we could all spread the word about these events. We know that as powerful as radio or TV or social media is, word of mouth always goes so much farther.
Absolutely. Well, think about the credibility we give, you know, when we hear something from a friend, someone we trust and care about, we're like, oh yeah, we could do that.
Follow the United Way on social media. It's a great follow, and find out more at uwswac.org. Encourage you to do so. Looking at our schedule for today, we got a great midday magazine for you lined up. Our good friend Sally Kistner going to come in. We're going to talk about the Arts Council. Awesome. Sally's going to join us at 3:30 as part part of the Wisconsin Rapids area promotions, and we're going to talk. We're just really going to talk about the Arts Council and really focus on that. When Sally joins us, we've always got a guest on, and we don't really get a chance to really focus on the mission of the Arts Council.
Yeah, versus an event, but actually pull it back and talk about the organization. That's cool.
That's going to be nice. And we're going to kick off Midday Magazine today with our friend Chris Williams and some of our Silver Foxes from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Talk about that and some other great things going on with the theater. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a good one right there. Taking a look at some world good stories of the day, another newspaper delivery hero is in the news. Last month, a paper guy in Florida saved a 75-year-old woman from a house fire. Now there's a story about a lady in Indiana who saved a 94-year-old man. Her name is Heidi Lipsicum. She's the manager of a newspaper distribution company, but was filling in for a driver last month. It was 2 degrees out when she pulled into the guy's driveway at 2 a.m. and saw him lying in the garage with the door open. She called for help and saved his life, then finished delivering the rest of the newspapers.
Well, I mean, the show must go on. But that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Right place at the right time. You know, just the coincidence of that.
Big shout out to our mail carriers out there. We appreciate you. And a woman in Arkansas says a church sermon about good things on the way gave her the inspiration to buy a Powerball ticket. And, of course, she hit on $100,000. But you never miss it another. You can't miss another day at church.
She's giving credit where credit is due. Know, there's that.
That's pretty good. And finally, here's a reason to stay in touch with extended family. A 6-month-old girl in Missouri named Eden Hernandez needed an emergency liver transplant, so they blasted it on Facebook looking for someone with type O blood. The dad's cousin lives 1,000 miles away in New Jersey and immediately stepped up. She says it's the best thing she's ever done. She and baby Eden are both doing great.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. That's
you know, I hope that lottery winner gave some money to the church.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but
I'll say it. I have no problem saying it.
They did. Sports-wise, great stuff on our radio dial tonight. Milwaukee Bucks basketball hosting Charlotte. Let's get a W, Milwaukee. And, of course, we're celebrating the River Kings' last couple of home games, of, you know, officially at least. We got playoffs coming up. River Kings on your radio dial on WIRI 659. Our pregame kicks off today and tomorrow as we host the Outlaws.